We are learning with Sechtes Makas, Daf Yud Aleph Amad Aleph. We are beginning from the bottom line of Daf Yud Amad Beis. Amar Abchama Barachadino, Pepneima Nemra Parashas Reitzchim Beloshin Aza. The Chsiv, on top of Yud Aleph Amad Aleph, the Chsiv, Vayidaber Hashem El Yeshua Leymar, Dabar Abnei Yisrael, Leymar, Tulechem Es Ori HaMiklosh Shabarati Aleichem. We had in yesterday's Daf, there's a Parasha of Ori Miklot, also in Yeshua. And there in the pasuk it says, it starts off by Dabar Hashem Yeshua Leimar, Dabar Abnei Yisrael Leimar, Tru Lechem Es Oriya Miklot, make or you know build Ori Miklot, Asher Tibarati Leichem Yad Moshe. And the question is, like Rashi points out, that never says in the whole Sefer Yeshua or in the whole Sefer Nach for that matter, it never says Vayidaber Hashem. It just says Vayomer Hashem. What's Vayidaber Hashem Yeshua Leimar, which is Loshen Kasha, Loshen Aza, a Loshen of strength. But Pnei, the Gemara says, you know why? Pnei Shehin Shal Taira. Because the parasha of Ori Miklot was originally said in the Torah, and it's repeated over here, and like the Marshal explains, Torah is called Oiz, Hashem Oiz La'amo Yitain. And therefore, it was written in Loshon Azav, Vayidaber Hashem, Loshon of Koyach, of Oiz, of strength. That's what he used Loshon Vayidaber. V'nei Shehen Shal Torah. So, the Gemara Lameimra, the whole deeper Loshon Kasha, it's mashed over here from the Agmar, that every time it says Vayidaber, it's Loshon Kasha. The Gemara says, in, like it says in the Pasuk, Diber Ha'ish, Adoni Ori Zitonu Kasha. This is when the brothers are going to Yaakov Avinu and tells Yaakov Avinu that Yosef talked with us harshly and says Dibar Ish Adin Aretz Itano Kasha. So you see, Taka Dibar Vayidaber is Loshon of Kasha, Loshon a harsh Loshon. Break the Gemara by Tanya, learned in a Brisa that says in the pasuk in Malachi Oz Nidbaru Yirei Hashem Ishareu VaYakshav Hashem VaYishma. And the Brisa says that it's a loshen nachas. Nidbru, ain't it loshen nachas? Chenu emerges in the pasuk yad be'am tachtenu. Also says the loshen of yad be'am tachtenu, a pasuk tehillim, which means that a loshen of leading a person. Yinal am tachtenu that Hashem will lead the nation, or it's talking yad be'am tachtenu un tachas raglenu. That it means a loshen of leading the nation. A loshen leading the nation, l'chayr, so you see that loshen the daber, that loshen of azah, loshen of nachas, says klar, it's loshen of leading of taking them. There was loshen of nachas, not a loshen of kasha. So I could say that by daber loshen kasha, as we find here in the pasuk, that loshen nidbru and yadber is a loshen of yanigem and nachas. This is talking about yad ba'am tachtenu. Is talking about akros hayom yad ba'am tachtenu. Macho was talking about kash baruch. We're talking about mashiach. Macho ayin the pasuk. But either way, it's loshen of nachas. And for the Gemara, daber lechud, yidaber lechud, yadber lechud. Daber, vayidaber is loshen aza, and yadber is a loshen of nachas, that's not a steer with each other. We're going to bring down now three machloikasim between Rabbi Yehuda and other Tanoim, and we have a simon to it, and the simon is, simoni rabbanon mehemni v'safroi, pligi bar Rabbi Yehuda rabbon. First machloik is like this, why did it say vayidaber by Yehoshua, by the parish of Ori Miklo, why is it loshen vayidaber? Pligi bar Rabbi Yehuda rabbon, chad oma peshashiyam, anupshat. The first man the Yomah holds that the reason is because the first 14 years when he was capturing Eretz Yisrael, he did not build or place or make the Ori Miklot, and that was a tiny on him. He should have done it right away. Chadam v'shishim because he waited. Loshon of Shia. The Chadam v'shishol Torah. The other reason is like the reason we said before is because Torah is called Oyz. Therefore, it says Loshon Vayidaber. So it's machlokes why it says Vayidaber l'maisa. Vayidaber shel Yeshua. Either because it's shel Torah and Torah is called Oyz, or because it was a tiny on Yeshua that he waited so long to make the Ori Miklot. It says in the pasuk at the end of Sefer Yeshua, "Vayichtav Yeshua Sadvar Me'ila B'Sefer Torah Zelikim." He wrote these words in Sefer Torah Zelikim, in the Torah of Hashem. And it sounds like in the Sefer Torah. And Shaila is, what did Yeshua write in the Sefer Torah? So as machlokes, I learned the pasuk. Pligibo. Rehudah Rav Mechemi. Chadama means Shmoina Psukim. Means the last eight Psukim of the Torah, which we have in Machlokes and Babasra. Who wrote those last Psukim? Because it says the Vayomas Moshe. So how can Moshe write Vayomas Moshe? And if he's dead, he can't write. So it's two Psukim of the Gemara Babasra. Either Hashem told Moshe what to write and he wrote it Bedema, or, which means he wrote it with tears, or Yeshua wrote it. So one pshat, one man the Yomah here holds, when it says Vayichtav Yeshua Sadvar Me'el of Sefer Torah, it's referring to those eight Psukim which Yeshua wrote himself. The Chad Omer, and the other man the Omer says, it's referring to the Ori Miklot, the parish of Ori Miklot. So the Rishon man the Omer has Psukim Hanu Chesiv Sefer Torah Zokim. Then we understand why it says that Yeshua wrote it in the Sefer Torah Zokim, which means in the Sefer Torah, because those Psukim were written in the Torah. Ela man the Ori Miklot, Ma'am B'Sefer Torah Zokim. What's the Kavana by saying B'Sefer Torah Zokim? What does it mean he wrote something in the Sefer Torah? And for the Gemara, Hakama, Yichtav Yeshua b'Sifroi, Shua wrote something in his Sefer that as Hadvarim Ha'ilah, Ksuvim Sefer Torah Zekim. Something was written already in the Sefer Torah, which is what? Which is Ari Mikla, which Yeshua wrote for the second time, which was something that was written in the Torah already. Yeshua wrote in his Sefer. So that's what it means. Yichtav Yeshua b'Sifroi, as Hadvarim Ha'ilah, Ksuvim Sefer Torah Zekim. The third machlokes, Sefer Shetafro b'Pishtin. If you have a Sefer Torah that you sewed the Arias, the different pages with pishton, with flax, with linen, and not with sinews, not with gidim. So pliga bar of hudav rameh, chadam akash v'chadam apostle. Madim apostle, the chsiv says in the pasuk in the parasha of tefillin, it says that and in that parasha l'man tia teres Hashem v'ficha, and we darshan that the Torah is hukash to the tefillin. This is called Torah kula tefillin. Mat tefillin is a loch moshe mesinai. L'toy from a gidim to be toy for dafka with sinews. That's from the thing of veins from the behemah. Afkol Torah from Gidim. The whole Torah also has to be sold with Gidim and not with Pishton. The other man says, no, V'idach, you're right, there's a Hekesh, but only things that say the first in the parasha of Tefillin. V'idach ki iskesh l'mutu b'ficha, l'lchoyz l'iskesh. What make a Hekesh for is that Sefer Torah is written on parchment from a behemah Torah, something that you're allowed to eat. Man ti Torah Hashem b'ficha, something that's mutter to eat. So it has to be behemah Torah. But the halacha Moshe Messina's of Tefillin, which is, for example, is the Hadassoit, there's no Hekesh from the Halacha Moshe Messina of Tefillin to Torah. That you don't have, and therefore, he holds that it's kosher if you sold it with Pishtim. Omrav, Chazinu Lahu, so they changed it to Sifrei de Bechavive, to the Sefer Torah Bechavive, the Tfir Bekistna, that he sold it with Pishtim, less Hilchas, like we say, don't pass it like that. The gears that we have is Tefillin, it's a little shver, because Pashas is Halacha Moshe Messina on Tefillin, usually not a Machlekes, if there's Halacha Moshe Messina or not, and therefore, it's universal that Tefillin needs sinews, Gidim. So be sure that he would sew it with Kisna. But we're saying over here that he saw the Sifri the Rav Chaviv, he saw the Sefer Torah Rav Chaviv, Tfir v'Kisna, but less Hilchus, we don't paskin like Rav Chaviv, who says they let her do Sefer Torah with Pishton. New Mishnah. We know in the Torah it says a few times that the person who kills with Shoigei goes into Golos, goes into Ari Miklot, and he cannot leave the Ari Miklot until the Kohen Gadol, totally Kohen Gadol dies. Like, for example, we have in Parashas Masse, it says, V'tzilu ha'eda etzaretzeach mi'agor ha'adam, V'shivu oysa ha'eda el'ir meklato, yashunah shama, V'yashav ba ad mois ha'kohen ha'gadol. He stays there until the Kohen Gadol dies, Ashamash ha'chois v'shem ha'kodesh. And he had a few other psukim like that as well. So our Mishnah says, who are referring to what of a Kohen Gadol? So Zok the Mishnah, Echad Meshuach v'shem ha'mishcha, Sa'i Kohen Gadol, who became Kohen Gadol through Shem ha'mishcha, which Rashi learns means after Yeshio, when the Shem HaMishcha was Nignas, was hidden, so the way he became coordinated as a Kohen Gadol is through Merubah V'Gadim, and V'chav HaMishchas, another type of Kohen Gadol, someone who was a Kohen Gadol temporarily, and then, for example, a Kohen Gadol became Tameh, or was at a commission, they appointed a new Kohen Gadol, and when he comes back, the original one comes back, this one steps aside. But he still has a certain dinim of a Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah sounds like that any one of these Kohanim Gedolim die, it's enough. If the Mashiach Mashiach Mishcha dies, or Merubah V'Gadim dies, or Echad Shav Mashiach dies, either one, any one of these Kohanim Gedolim die, Machzir Nesaretzeach, Retzeach could go back home. We'll see Omer Beis, the Gemara has a certain shayla about this, we'll see Omer Beis. But Machzir Nesaretzeach, Retzeach could go back home from Galus. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Af Mashiach Bachamim. Mashiach Bachamim was a Kohen who used to go out to war with Klai Yisrael and announce anyone who's scared or scared of Aveira should go back home. He's called the Mashiach Muhammad. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mashiach Muhammad also, as well, if he dies, will return the Ritzach back to home. Machzir Ritzach, Vigach. Therefore, since everything's told in the Misa of the Kohanim Gedolim, in Mesayim Shal Kohanim, the mothers of the Kohanim, Mesapakas Lahem Michio Vechsus, they give him food and clothing, Kadesh Yisbal B'nei Mishimusu, in order they shouldn't daven on the children they should die, because pastors, the Mishnah means like this, that the Reitzchim will daven that the Kohen Gadol should die, they want to go back home. So therefore the mothers used to send them presents, make them happy, comfortable, in the Ari Mikla, they shouldn't daven that their sons should die, and that the Reitzchim should be able to go home. So how do you know that these three Kohanim Gedolim all are candidates that they called Kohanim Gedolim in regards to sending the Ritzeh home? Not immediately. Omer Rav Kanam Adom HaKral, the Pasuk says, Shaitan Pasuk, V'yoshav Ba, add is, it would bring down three psukim where it brings down that a Kohen Gadol dies, he goes back home. Number one, Yoshua Moshe Kohen Gadol. Another pasuk in Bamidbar Lamed Hey Chof Hey. Another pasuk in Lamed Hey Chof Ches. It says Ki Imer Klato Yeshiv Ad Moisa Kohen Gadol. And then in the same pasuk says again V'Achri Moisa Kohen Gadol Yoshua Seth Eretz Chuzasai. So you have three times that when the Kohen Gadol dies, you go back home. So there's three drashas with Arshin, Echad Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, V'Echad Amru V'Gadim, which means he puts on the eight B'Gadim to come. Even after Yeshua's days, you didn't have Shem and HaMishcha. And the third one is someone who is of our Mashiach HaSai, that's you learn out from the three times it says Kohen Gadol. Don't worry, Yoshua Ma'ez Kohen Gadol, V'Ksiv V'Irvach of Yoshua Ma'ez Kohen Gadol, V'Ksiv Achim Ma'ez Kohen Gadol. But Yehuda Ksiv, Krah Achrinus, is another pasuk. It says, Lo Yisichu Kofer, Lonus Leir Meklato, Loshu L'Shavas Be'eretz Ad Ma'is HaKoyin. So you have another pasuk. So that Yehuda darshens from that, even in Meshua Mechama. Ve'idoch, Medeloi Ksiv HaGodol, Chad Ma'anachu. Since it doesn't say Loshu HaGodol, it's one of those three, referring to the same one. It's not a new Kohen Gadol, and therefore they don't make this drasha. So the Mishnah says, L'fikachim Haseim Shel Kahanim, they give them presents in order that they shouldn't daven on the children who should die. So at the moment, time mode loy matzlu, because they're not going to daven, so they won't die. Ha matzlu is mashma mishnah that if the roitzchim daven, it'll take a work. The kohen gadol will die. Ha matzlu maisi. For eating more of a chesiv says in the pasuk, kitzipelon ud kedror loyv, just like a bird who flies away to get his food, he comes right back to his nest. Or any bird, ken kilos chinam, same thing. Kilos chinam loy savoy won't come. It doesn't go anywhere. Nothing. A klala, a curse for no reason, will not be chal. So how's a help? A roitzchim davening about Kohen Gadol. What did Kohen Gadol do wrong? Why would their tefillah help? So Mara answers, Amalei who savim pirka the Rav Shmuel heard shohelam levakish rachma adarim lepikshu. There is a chait to the Kohen Gadol on his level. The chait is they should have davened on the dar and he didn't daven. So therefore, they deserve Misa. And if the Reitzchim daven, they should die, they're going to die, because it's not a killas chinam. There's a premise for the klala. And therefore, the mothers send them presents that they shouldn't daven. We get the mass a little bit different. In our Mishnah, that the mothers sent the Reitzchim presents, Kadeshius Balu Abneim Shalom Musu, that they should daven, that they shouldn't die. The Reitzchim should daven about the Kohen Gadol shouldn't die. Time with the Matzlo, Halei Matzlo Maisi. It sounds like if they don't daven, automatically Kohen Gadol will die. Ma'av L'Meba, what do you want for Kohen Gadol? What did Kohen Gadol do wrong? He should die. If anything, the Reitzchim Tzeach should die. Like Hacham Rinon here, in Bavel, they say a saying, Hacham Rinon, Toivya Chata V'Zigud Mangid, Toivya did Avera. This story, Toivya did Avera, and Zigud was a Eid Echad. And they gave Zigud Malkus. Why? Because an Eid Echad should not come say Eidus B'davar, because he's not believed. He's only come with two Eidim. Therefore, it's a Lashon Hara. So they gave Zigud Malkus. Toivy did Avera, and Zigud got Malkus. So the saying is, Toivy does a Chet, and Zigud gets Malkus. See, also, the Ritzach does a Chet, and the Kohen Gadol gets killed. The saying they said in Eretz Yisrael, Hasamari, the same type of idea, a different saying. They said, Shchem Nasiv Mavagavai Gazir. Megavoy got caught. Megavoy was a person in the city of Shechem. Now, Shechem was the one who grabbed Dina Bas Yaakov, and he's the one who had a no with her, and he made the whole city get a mila. So the people used to say, the saying is, Shechem gets the Hano, and Vagoy is a person in Shechem, he gets caught up with the Mila, he should get Tsar. Doesn't make sense. Same thing here, the Gemara's kash is, why is Kohen Gadol the one man who died? This guy does Aveir, the Tzeach, and the Kohen Gadol dies? You should have davened on the door, and they didn't daven. That's why it's a taina on the Kohen Gadol. They should have davened for the door, and they didn't daven. Therefore, it's a taina on him. And therefore, the mothers have to tell him, "Don't, please daven that he shouldn't die, because now he's going to die because he did his chait." Another idea of that you should daven on the door. There was a person who was eaten up by a lion three parsi away from Shuma Levi. Because of that, the Yod did not come talk to him for 3 days. That was his punishment. He didn't get, the Yod did not come to him for 3 days because there's a taina. There's a tzara happening in your city and you're not davening for your city. It's a taina on you. Omer Rav Yudom Rav, Kilos Chacham. I feel bechinam hiba. When it's a killas chacham, we said before, a killas chinam, a klal for no reason is not makuyim. Does not come to fruition. But we don't Rav says a killas chacham, a feel bechinam hiba. Menalim hayu no mach a teufel. A teufel was a huge time. Chacham was a little bit of a rebbe of David HaMelech, and he landed up dying early because he ran after he went after Avshalom, and there was a story at the end of this the rebellion of Avshalom. They gave Avshalom an idea. Avshalom did not listen to him, and therefore Achitofel killed himself because he was so upset about that. So when it showed that the killer is Chacham Phil Bechinu Ibam, Menalim Achitofel. So Vishal Shakar David Shisim, David was building the foundation of the Beis Hamikdash. So when he was building the foundation and he was building those shisim, these holes in the ground, deep in the ground, kafa tahima, the depth, the water on the ground came up and wanted to flood the whole world. Wanted to flood the whole world. The Rashi brings down from a Yishalmi that he found a piece of cheres there covering these springs, and it said the cheres was talking, saying, "Don't pick me up, because I am holding down the time." From Matan Torah, when the whole world was shaking, and David did not listen, and he picked it up, and what happened was the water started coming up, and the whole world was going to be a flood. Omar, he said, "Ma'u lichtav shema chaspa? Are you allowed to write a shema Hashem on a shard of pottery? Umishta b'tayma and throw it into the depths, the lake waduchta, so the water should be held down." So what's the shaila? Because it get erased in the water. And the shaila was, are you allowed to erase something Hashem's name in the water? So the Achrayim already asked, L'cheret, a p'kuch nefesh, what's the shayla? So the answer, because the Pasuk says, V'abatim v'shashamam v'lo yisasu k'en l'Hashem l'kechem, and he thought maybe it's like a din of Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is a din of Harav L'Yarah, you have to kill yourself. So he didn't know if you're allowed to raise Hashem's name in order to save the world. So he asked, does anyone know the answer to this? What's the halacha? Lekadam le'midi, no one answered him. Omar kohe, de'adav ha'zevin o'imrei, anyone knows the answer to this question? It doesn't say anything? Yechonik v'groinai. Should die from strangulation. So Achitofel finally spoke up. Nasa Achitofel kavachem ba'atzmai. Omar, and he said, Omar la'aseis sholem ben ish l'ishtoi, omra teira. He says, "Ma'adach to by a soita to make a shalom to an ish l'ishtoi." The Torah says that you could write your name on a cloth and put it into water and get erased. And so he says, Hashem says, "Shmi shenichav kedusha yimach al ha'mayim l'cholim kulu l'kolshkein." To make shalom in the whole world, of course, he would allow his name to be erased, and therefore, of course, he could do it. Amalei shari, he says, "Muta kasher shem achaspa." Don Melch wrote a name on a piece of pottery. Shadi ha'tahoima, he threw it into the tahoim, into the depths. Nachas v'kama duchta, and the world settled down. So here, Achitofel l'maisa, I'm going to answer the question. So Chayra, even though David said, whoever doesn't answer me, and knows the answer, is gets strangled. Lamaisa, here he answered. But Philahachi, he died from that way. Ksiv, Achitofel ra'a, ki lo nasasa et sasai, v'yachver shes chamar, he got onto his donkey, v'yachav v'yelech ha'beisai, el ira v'yitzav el-beisai v'yachonik. And he gave me that tzavah, and v'yachonik. So you see, he died from strangulation. So you see, the klola was mekuyim. And the Mashah asks, that even though the reason why he did it is because Avshalom didn't listen to his Eitzah, so Mashiach says like this, he wouldn't have strangled himself. So the reason why he did it is, the Siba was because of Avshalom not listening to him, but Lamaisa, and this would not have happened without the Klolo of David HaMelech. Now Rashi has a question. The Hakki say that David HaMelech was making the foundation of Beis Hamikdash, he only bought the property from Gurn, this Gurn from Arvuna Ivusi, only 3 years after Achitofel died, conforming to the Pesukim. So Hakki say that he was building the foundation when Achitofel was there. This is years before that. The Achitofel died, and 3 years later he bought the property. So the Rashi answers, and Tosis Shantz as well answers like this, that he already sat down with Shmuel and Avi. When Shmuel and Avi made him into the Melech, he already sat down with Shmuel and Avi to figure out the exact makom of the Beis HaMikdash. And at that time, even though he did not own the property yet, he built the Yesoidus in the property of Avuna Yavusi, and Achitofel was still there. Echonami only bought it. He only bought the property 3 years after Achitofel's death, but he did make the foundations earlier. That's what Rashi answers. Amra vo, klilos chacham fila atanai ba. A curse of a chacham comes even at tonight. Menola me Eli. The kama Eli is Shmuel. Shmuel had a nevuah, his first nevuah. And Eli says to Shmuel, Vayim, ma adova ashdi bar elecha. Tell me the thing that Hashem told you. Al no te chachem meni. Don't hold back me. Ko yas lecha alikim, vecho yosef in te chachem meni dova me kol adova ashdi bar elecha. Said, this will happen to you, something will happen to you if you don't listen to me. Lemaisa, Shmuel did tell him the nevuah. But still, he got a klala. We'll see what the klala is in a second. My kol yasa chol kim chol yosef am tachachim many dov avav agav. The kama eli l'shmul kol yasa chol kim chol yosef am tachachim many dov avav agav. The ksiv ayagi l'shmul is called the varm l'kichemenu. Even though Shmuel told him everything, for the ksiv lehol chubanam v'drachov. The curse that Eli gave him is, we know Eli had two sons, Chofni and Pinchas, who did not go in his way. So his klala gave Shmuel was kol yasa chol kim what he did to me. What the thing he did to me he should do to you, which is not have children going in his ways. And kach hava, Shmuel's children not going his ways. So you see this idea that a killer's chacham, a filuhat al-tanai, comes even al-tanai, there's a killer's chacham even al-tanai.